Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
Hello and welcome to the Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein, where, of course, we'll be reflecting on the incredibly sad passing of cricket legend Shane Warne, who sadly passed away aged just 52. He took more than 700 wickets and was widely regarded as the greatest spinner of all time. He was a sporting icon.
Shane Warne, that's absolutely exactly what the Australians needed.
Amazing guy, extraordinary energy. I mean, the only consolation that I can come up with sitting here is that Ellie gave this life a good crack.
Well, bowling around his legs, beautiful bowling, superb control, foul, just lunging forward. 80th wicket in 2005 for Shane Warne.
In 2005, just epitomised what Shane Warne was.
First ball in Test cricket in England for Shane Warne. And he's done it. He started off with the most beautiful delivery. Gatting has absolutely no idea what has happened to it. Kenny Palmer just gave him a raised eyebrow and a little nod, and that's all it needed.
He didn't give any bad balls, and you know, but he kept it simple.
He just had this amazing ability to be the most important person in any given moment.
Mark Nicholas co-wrote Shane Warne's autobiography and paid an emotional tribute to his friend.
Amazing guy, extraordinary energy. I mean, the only consolation that I can come up with sitting here is that Ellie gave this life a good crack. I mean, he fitted more in his 52 years than most of us do in 90 of them. Yeah. I wrote his book with him, and I spent a lot of time with him in my life. We were very close, and what would I say? I would say that I would trust him with my life. I would say that I would rate him as one of the great enthusiasts for anything. I mean, he was up for anything. I would say that his stubborn streak worked for the good of the game, in that he wouldn't compromise on things he didn't believe in. And I would say that of all the people you could imagine being a terrible loss, he's top of the list, really, because he gave so much. I say, you summed it up well. He gave so much in so many areas. I mean, this is a desperate blow. I keep thinking of his dad and his kids. You know, his dad's a marvellous man. His mum's a marvellous woman.
Former England captain Mike Gatting remembers Warne's incredible talent and his personality on and off the pitch.
First ball in Test cricket in England for Shane Warne. And he's done it. He started off with the most beautiful delivery.
Well, that has turned about 2.5 feet. Gatting can't believe his eyes. What a start for Shane Warne.
Yeah, he certainly didn't leave much in the dressing room as he did on the field. He certainly lived life to the full whilst he was living, sadly. And he's the same when he played cricket. You know, he gave it everything. It's just like lots of great cricketers who we've sadly lost so early, and Malcolm Marshall being another one. But yeah. You know, Warne, it's just such an amazing, just a huge shock to see that, you know, we're not going to hear from him or listen to him or have a drink with him or, you know, listen to him telling me how good a ball it was again. You know, it's difficult to take. He was a very fair guy. You know, if you did well, he'd come up and congratulate you. And he really was a sort of an amazing sort of cricketer. I mean, it was sad he didn't ever captain Australia, I think. A lot of the time you'll say, well, some of those great players weren't great captains. But I actually think Warney might well have been a very good captain, because he was quite, had a bit of empathy for the people that he liked. He had a lot of empathy, but the people he didn't, sadly, he was pretty sort of, you know, straightforward when it came to that. And he was always very loyal to his friends. Yeah, we were just sort of, you just think of the many times we've seen him on the cricket field and lives he's influenced, and all the good things that a lot of the good things that people didn't even know he did off the field with kids and hospitals and stuff like that. And we'll all remember him certainly as cricketers from what he did on the field. And people don't quite understand sometimes all the good stuff he did off it.
In January this year, Shane Warne joined the TalkSport Breakfast Show to discuss his legendary career and how he made the decision to become a cricketer.
Got him! That's well bowled, Shane Warne. What a wicket that is. He's really teed him up, and he has struck just before lunch.
I played cricket in the summer because my friends did. There was nothing that I really, you know, I didn't dream of playing cricket for Australia. I pretended to be, you know, Ian Chappell and Dennis Lilly and all that in the backyard, like most Aussie kids did in the 70s and early 80s with my brother. But I wanted to play Australian rules football. I played at St Kilda Footy Club for a while. I was also playing tennis. I was ranked number 2 in Victoria. I had won a few tournaments. I was playing Section 1 men's tennis at 17. So I had a fair bit of sport going on. And then suddenly I got the letter from St Kilda Footy Club that said your services are no longer required. And that was like a dagger. That was like being told you're not good enough about your dream that you always wanted to play Aussie rules footy. And then I thought, well, maybe I'll play tennis and have a proper crack at tennis. And it's at the similar sort of time, I started to do okay at cricket and played a couple of games. And then I was picked for Victoria to play first class cricket. Then I was picked to go to the academy. Then I went to the West Indies in 1990. I went to Zimbabwe on this youth tour. And then I played a couple of games for Victoria and I got picked for Australia. So it all happened between giving football up, thinking about playing tennis. 18 months later, I was playing for Australia.
Mark Butcher was in awe of Warne's talent and the positive outlook he had on life.
Well, I mean, when he first came on the scene, I suppose sort of the English public started to know about him back in 1993 on his first Ashes tour, and this is even before sort of the ball of the century to Mike Gatting that kind of, you know, that gets replayed thousands and thousands of times a day around the world. You know, this kid with the bleached blonde hair and the big diamond earring and kind of, you know, just he wasn't cricket, you know, at the time. It was still a pretty staid and pretty traditional game. And he kind of bucked all of those. You know, now everybody's got spiky hairdos and tattoo sleeves and earrings and all the rest of it. But Warney was different right from the very beginning. And it wasn't an act, you know. It was no, like all of the characters that you mentioned, that there are throughout all sorts of sports. Some of them, maybe it's a persona, something that they put on in order to be able to go out there and perform, you know, feats of magic and whatever. But for Warney, that was just that's just him. That's just his entire lifestyle. He came straight off the beach, St Kilda in Victoria. And it just happened to be cricket that he was brilliant at, you know. So there's no affectation to Shane Warne. It was what you saw was what you got. And what you got was plenty.
Bowled him! There it is! The battle's over! And Shane Warne gets his fourth. What a delivery!
Well, this was a wonderful delivery. Big spin on it. I think he was so surprised, was Peterson. He couldn't believe it turned this much.
Former England bowler Steve Harmison loved being in Shane Warne's company and will miss him dearly.
He's the most amazing human being. He was. He had time to talk about cricket. That's why it's what you're going to hear in the next hours, weeks, months, years, is the character of Shane Warne, especially from his teammates, but even the opposition. When he was in the dressing room, he was behind the scenes. There was this character that Mark Nicholas described that's fit a lot of stuff in 52 years, and his infectiousness. He was a generous man, and I mean a really generous man to a T. And somebody, I, to be honest, guys, I don't even think words could be good enough to describe what Shane Keith Warne was as a cricketer and as a person. It really is. It really is. It's I sit here very, very difficult. And this is somebody that you played against for the whole entire of all of my international career was played against Shane Warne, and that from a it's going to be you're right, a celebration of a fantastic character and a fantastic life that has taken so early. But you are going to hear from names from all around the world of sport and in show business and in life, because that's the mark of the man and what he touched other people's lives. He's an amazing man, and I can't think of what it's, from a family point of view. I really am struggling now.
Former England cricketer and commentator David Gower believes Shane Warne's incredible character on and off the pitch made him the sporting great that he was.
I mean, a lot has already been said about him, I'm sure, and a lot more will be said about him over the next 24 hours and beyond, because he was the most extraordinary character, the most extraordinary cricketer, combined into two. And as Mark said, that quote from Mark, you know, he crammed an awful lot into 52 years. So it's a life fully lived, that is for sure. I mean, the thing is, actually, at the end of it all, for all the fun and frolics, he was a brilliant cricketer, yes. Those that played with him are full of respect for his knowledge, for his instinct. He had a very shrewd cricketing brain. You know, apart from anything else, he was much, quite often described as the man who should have captained Australia but never did, because he was the sort of character who would help captains, would come up with ideas, come up with plans. And when he captained Hampshire, which is the same county, of course, that Mark and I played for, me at the end of my career, Mark for a long, long time, when he captained Hampshire, you know, they learnt an awful lot from him, both, to be fair, both on and off the field.
Well, bowling in his legs, beautiful bowling, superb control, Powell just lunging forward, spun enough to take leg stump. His 80th wicket in 2005 for Shane Warne.
TalkSport cricket reporter John Norman explains why Warne was so loved and transcended sport.
And now here we are, and I'm just sitting here and thinking, wow, what is it about Shane Warne that has made me so ridiculously... Why is this such a powerful moment? Because... And it's because he's been such a... He's been cricket. That's it. He's been cricket since the mid-90s. When I think about my absolute addiction and love for the sport, it's tied in with Shane Warne. He was a boy from the burbs. You know, he grew up in suburban Melbourne. And, you know, there's sometimes Australians try and make more of their upbringing than is actually maybe relevant. They maybe look at other cultures and think that there's more substance to where you grew up than where I did, because it's a comfortable place. You know, it's a new place. And Shane Warne never, ever tried to make more of his upbringing than what it was. And he was very comfortable in his upbringing. He was very comfortable who he was. And he never changed. And that was the great appeal with Shane Warne. He literally, it was as though he stepped off the beach and he put on his cricket whites and someone threw him a cricket ball. And then he became the Diego Maradona of cricket. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was that. It was that juxtaposition between an aura and a brilliance.
Cricket journalist Melinda Farrell believes the loss of Shane Warne has sent shockwaves around the sporting world.
It's a combination of everything, you know, because he, 52, I mean, is very young, and he is an incredibly huge character in Australian cricket. I mean, he's somewhere, he's Warne, isn't he? Love him, hate him, agree with him, disagree with him. He, undisputed, brilliant cricketer for so long. And still a huge part of the cricket landscape. And, you know, most of us have just seen him not so long ago, whether people were seeing him on TV or in person at the ground. So I think it just seems he's so full of life. He didn't do anything by halves. And I guess that's just why it seems so shocking. And the fact that he had tweeted out just hours ago, really, a very heartfelt condolence message about Rod Marsh. So all of that makes it, I think, really hard to process, and it will be huge in Australia when Australia does wake up.
Aussie Test captain Pat Cummings said Warne's record will live on forever in the sport.
And bowled him! How about that?
brilliant from Shane Warne.
Warne was an all-time great, a once-in-a-century type cricketer, and his records will live on forever. We all grew up watching Warne, idolising him. We all had posters on his wall, had his earrings. We love so much about Warne. You know, his showmanship, his charisma, his tactics, the way he just willed himself and the team around him to win games for Australia. And probably above all else, his incredible skill as a leg spinner. There's so many guys in this team and squad who, you know, still hold him as a hero, their all-time favourite player. And the loss that we're all trying to wrap our heads around is huge.
Former teammate of Shane Warne, Sean Udowell, was devastated to hear the news of his passing and believes he's a superstar.
Yeah, I think he's one of the few cricketers in the world that can go anywhere in the world and be recognised. And I think that's a great testimony to what he brought to the game, what he brought to life. He was vibrant. He was great fun to be around. There was never a dull moment. And we shared some great moments. I mean, he came to my... He made a trip from Melbourne to my 50th in Basingstoke in 2 years ago, a special trip to come over and join me for my party. He was at my son's christening. He was just a great human being, and a lot of rubbish got written about him, but he was a very special man. If you got on with him and he cared for you and he liked you and stuff, then he'd do anything for you. But he was just I just still can't believe it. He was just such a wonderful human being. Funny enough, I'm sat in one of the pubs we used to go in, which is the Queen Inn at Dummer's, just having a beer to celebrate his life, and because that's what he would have wanted. And that's how he used to live his life, was through in the fast lane. And there's been a lot of rubbish written about him, but he was a wonderful human being. His life was one to be celebrated. He brought joy to millions of people. He raised millions of pounds for underprivileged children in Australia and in England. Every time I had a charity day for my son who suffers from autism, he used to turn up and pay for his own team. He used to donate an auction item. He used to be very endearing and chatty to anybody that used to ask him to have a chat with him or share sign an autograph. He was just a wonderful human being, and it's just such a tragedy. I don't know how to really describe any more than that, to be honest.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Ali McQuist remembers the incredible aura Shane Warne had whenever they met.
Shane Warne is an absolute global superstar, mate. He transcended the sport. He epitomised everything that we love in our sport. The buzz before that particular Sunday was incredible. I remember the guys all talking, you know, Warne's coming on this weekend, you know, it was... And I knew something special was happening this weekend because Warne was coming on the show. And he walked in, and you talk about, and I've heard the people say about people having an aura. He walked into that place and his smile lit up the room, man. I'm telling you, you know that way? He just comes in and the whole place lights up. He had a word for everybody. You know, he spoke to everybody. Him and I had a right batter at the green room. A couple of times we didn't leave a green. We left that green room in some condition, I can tell you. But he was just a really fun guy to be around. Great fun to be around. Watching him take wickets, watching him bat. He did everything to the limit. I mean, I'm not sure it might have been yourself at the court. He was rock and roll. I mean, he was absolutely magic for cricket, for the sport itself.
Australian broadcaster Jared Kimber. Phil Shaneworne's incredible skill made him an icon who will never be forgotten.
I grew up in Melbourne. It's Aussie rules football is the biggest thing in Melbourne. Obviously, it completely dominates everything from the political chat on down. And for, you know, 15, 20 years, Shaneworne was bigger than Aussie rules football. He was almost cricket on its own in Melbourne, completely dominated everything. My story of my childhood is I started playing cricket as a young leg spinner, believe it or not, before Shaneworne came on the scene. I was the only leg spinner in my competition. 3 years later, every team had two leg spinners. You cannot even understand how much he changed Melbourne, Victorian and Australian sport. He's just, you know, they once gave him his own chat show. And as you know, he's not exactly the most talented person. They just gave him his own chat show because he was Shaneworne, right? He was that famous. For those who don't know, he was also, I think, the first Nike cricketer. Like, Nike came to Australia to get Shaneworne involved. And there's, like, photos of him with Michael Jordan when Michael Jordan's in his pomp. He was that level of famous.
Got him! There it is! Wicket number 700! And they can't catch him! Shaneworne through the gate as Scott Strauss.
David Bumble Lloyd believes Shaneworne was a simply superb cricketer who lived life to the full.
I've seen so many of them with that DNA, the larrikins, the full on. We have one, Ian, both of them, exactly the same. Sleep is an inconvenience. life is to be lived. And Shaneworne was in that category. He had this God-given talent and he was so grateful for it that he would always want to put it on to somebody else, to help someone else. This is how I do it. Let's see what you can do. Every young spinner, I've been in that commentary box throughout with him, in Australia for Channel 9 and here in the UK. And throughout that time, if there's any young spinner came into the game at whatever level, he would go and talk to him every time. I never knew him not go to a young leg spinner and to work with them, to give them a pat on the back and almost to say, look, you're carrying the torch now. You're carrying the torch for leg spin. And he was an immense character. And talk about rock and roll. He knew everybody.
Well, that sadly is all we have time for. Thank you for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. And don't forget, of course, to hit that subscribe button. I'll be back on TalkSport on Monday night on Andy Goldstein's Sports Bar alongside Jason Cundy from 10 p.m, taking your calls on all the weekend's football, including the Monday night game, Spurs taking on Everton. The Cricket Collective will be live on TalkSport 2 tomorrow night from 8 p.m, paying tribute to Shaneworne, one of the greatest bowlers and biggest personalities the sport has ever known. And finally, there will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcasts out first thing in the morning, so do what you have to do to get it. Until then, thank you for listening. Have a wonderful day, and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.